Hello, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. And I'm following up here from some remarks upon Simone Weil and her thoughts on force, especially as they found expression in her essay, The Iliad, or The Poem of Force. And as I noted previously, by force, she means that which can reduce a living being to a thing. Now, in the context of war, force exercises a kind of a epitomizing potency, which is equally cruel to its victims and to its wielders. That it is cruel to its victims is obvious enough, whether that be through the actions of death, violence, enslavement. They are deprived their agency or their capacity to live in an ordinary way. Their relationship to death is, if you like, concentrated into a density which distorts the relationship to life and to other beings by virtue of the fear which it evokes. But equally, those who wield the force or the violence in war are themselves ultimately also the victim of its power, because there is an illusion which accompanies its exercise, and that is the illusion of omnipotence. However, ultimately, to be an agent of force is an accident of circumstance. And the intoxication which it endows its agents therewith ultimately will abate, and in its wake, one is confronted with the inevitable fact of one's own mortality and consequence of the violence of which one has been an agent, a potential alienation from life itself. And in this regard, the appeal to force, as we find in war, is ultimately incommensurable with the human project.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.